Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember, 2010.
Ed, it seems like a very long time ago that we produced our first ever podcast, but it was only just back in February.
It sure does, Farley. This file is the exception to the rule. It's not an interview, but our first podcast that lasted only 20 minutes and 57 seconds, our shortest podcast for 2010.
I guess you could say we were interviewing each other.
Saturday, February 20th, 2010, step one in our Million Mile March.
Episode 1, Meet the PhD Committee.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get a PhD in life through baseball? Welcome to Baseball PhD, a tour company for your brain. 30 major league teams, 100 places to see. Let's touch them all as we make the road trip of a lifetime. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
Welcome to the first podcast for Baseball PhD. My name is Ed Kasputis. Thank you very much for joining us. And I'm here with our co-hosts, Farley Dillinger and Mark Rantala. Farley, say hi to our listeners.
Hello, and it is a beautiful day for baseball. This is fun. I'm very excited to be here for the very first podcast from baseballphd.net. Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. How about you, Mark?
It's a great day, and anytime you're talking about baseball, it's a great day.
You know, one of the great things about baseball is it creates so many memories. And here I am now. I mean, I'm a 48-year-old man, and I close my eyes, and I swear I'm 7 years old again, getting ready to go to Cleveland Municipal Stadium and see my first game. I mean, Farley, what's the first baseball memory you ever had?
You know, I was very fortunate, and I started out going to Major League Baseball games in absolute style. Back in the 70s, when I was in elementary school, a very good friend of mine's dad had access to a loge at Municipal Stadium. So I can actually say that my first Major League Baseball game was at Cleveland Municipal Stadium from a loge. I mean, the Tribe didn't play any better back then, but it was a great, great experience. And I'm like, so I was worried that I'd actually be ruined for, you know, because I wouldn't, but actually, I think it's more fun down in the seats. But my first experience was a loge.
Did the loge have a water fountain?
It had, like, pop and stuff for free.
Yeah. And how about you, Mark?
Well, my memory is probably a little not quite as exotic as Farley's. But when I was probably 8 or 9, the Little League from Ashtabula used to make an annual trek on Little League Day to Cleveland Stadium. You know, when they had 80,000 seats, they always had promotions to get more people through the gates. And there was probably 8,000 to 10,000 Little Leaguers in their uniforms. And we got to trek around the warning track all the way around the field. And when you're 8 years old, it's a long ways from the left field gate all the way around the field and out to back to where you started and into the stands. And I remember buying about a 12-inch long Indians bat that said, you know, had the Indians on it. I probably had $1 for a souvenir that night, but I remember getting that. So that was a pretty great memory.
Well, I mean, my first memory also was at Cleveland Municipal Stadium. I grew up in Ashtabula, which is like 60 miles away. And every year, starting about the age of 7 or 8, I'd go to Cleveland Municipal Stadium one time. It was like prom night. You got to go once. And I think I remember the Indians beating the Minnesota Twins 5-4. I think I remember seeing Harmon Killebrew and saying, what a big man this guy is. And, you know, that was it. And it was like a gray day. So it was a perfect day for baseball in Cleveland because it wasn't raining or snowing. And we had a great time. You know, let's explain to our listeners, what is Baseball PhD, or what is baseballphd.net? Because that's our website. And BaseballPhD.net is an internet social network offering baseball fans a place to participate in podcasts, learn more about baseball in each major league city. We'll try to offer travel suggestions and receive help from our trained staff if you need it for planning your next baseball road trip. BaseballPhD.net also conducts tours of the various major league ballparks. Our podcasts are broadcast over the internet. For our 2010 season, one show is produced each week, starting on February 12th and concluding September 17th, 2010. These shows consist of our hosts sharing opinions and experiences with the audience. Each podcast focuses on what each major league city offers to the baseball tourist and other topics associated with our national pastime. I know when I take my kids throughout the country, I build all kinds of memories, hopefully memories that will exist long before I pass this great earth. Now, let's think of this concept. Mark, you and I, we went to the 1981 All-Star Game together. What was your email address in 1981?
I don't think we had email addresses in 1981.
And let me give you another trivia question that we should know because we sat there and experienced it. Who threw out the first pitch for the 1981 All-Star Game? Don't look for your papers. You either know it or you don't.
Oh, it was Bob Hope.
No.
Oh, he threw out the pitch on the last Indians exactly. game at Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
Who threw out the first pitch?
I don't
remember.
George
H.W. Bush, the vice president. Think if you had the opportunity to talk to him right before he's getting ready to throw out the first pitch and tell him about the advent of the internet, that his son George, not Jeb, was going to get elected president of the United States, that he was going to get elected president of the United States, and that the Berlin Wall would fall. And all this time, they're still playing 162 regular season games each year, whether it's World War I or the Iraq War.
Yes, baseball's marched on through time.
Through time. In fact, we're going to listen to a clip right now that is one of my favorite clips. It's from what I think is the best baseball movie of all time, Field of Dreams. And this is where Terrence Mann is talking to Ray, and he's telling him about the beauty of baseball. And let's take a listen to this great clip and remember how timeless baseball really is.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again.
Never forget. Our website is baseballphd.net.
All right, Farley, why don't you explain, if a person wants to be a baseball PhD, at least under our definition, what is a baseball PhD?
You know, someone who gets a baseball PhD is somebody who's working on seeing 30 major league parks along with all the interesting stuff along the way. And I think this is probably something that a lot of people do anyway. I know when I took my oldest son, Robin, to see his first Cubs game in Chicago, we obviously did a lot of other things in Chicago that you can do, like the Sears Tower and go into the zoo and, you know, taking the tour. But there's always these kind of funny memories that get plugged in. We happened to be there on the hottest day of the year when I took him to see his first Cubs game and Wrigley Field. That was interesting. They were actually coming around spraying water on the crowd. It was so
hosing them down.
They were literally hosing us down
like seals.
But I think a lot of people kind of do this already. And so when you kind of came up with the concept of baseballphd.net, where you're going to, you know, offer some assistance or some help to people who can kind of put these things together, because I think a lot of people do it on their own. So this you know, baseballphd.net, the podcast, the website, the whole service is just a really great way to help people and families, you know, do things together and get a PhD in life through baseball, going to the 30 major parks, seeing some of their great teams, America's pastime, but also seeing some of the great stuff that surrounds all these parks right. In every one of these cities.
And the Wisely Vacation, because I must admit, by taking my children, I have 7 children, and we'll talk about that a little later in the podcast, but by taking them around the country, the world gets smaller. We're sitting there watching 24, and there's Jack Bauer in front of the reflection pool of the Lincoln Memorial, and it's like, wait, we were there, guys. We went and saw the Nationals, and we saw all this stuff. And your point of reference, this gets very, very small, and it's like, hey, is Central Park 500 miles from where we live or 20? Because I can visualize that, and anytime I see a movie, I know if it's Central Park or not.
And I think the memories you build will last a long time. You know, I think your kids will remember when they went to their first game. It's a great experience to add to the process. I know I've already been to over 30 ballparks, but I do minor league as well as I'm getting a minor as well as a PhD in my baseball education. But my list of parks includes 10 that are already been replaced. So I've got 40 to go to instead of 30.
Right, right.
Next up, who's on first?
All right, so now we're on segment two, who's on first? And let's learn our PhD lineup. We've heard Farley, we've heard Mark, but let's find out what they actually do in life in addition to liking baseball. First I'm going to introduce the official voice of our podcast. When you hear the beginning, when you hear the end, when you hear the bumpers that give you goosebumps on your forearms, it is the voice of Farley. Farley, take it away. Tell them who you are and what you do.
Well, thanks, Ed. Currently I work in medical sales, and I've spent some time in radio here in Cleveland over the past 10 years. And I'm a father to five, and I'm a loyal Tribe fan and a loyal Cubs fan. I guess being that, some people would say that patience is my strongest virtue. I don't know. I think that maybe pigs can fly and go Cubs. But
I mean, I feel bad for you. At least I intellectually know as an Indians fan that life is hard. And, you know, you and I went to Wrigley Field October 1st last year. And think of the concept. And you tell me if I'm wrong. The Cubs have never won a World Series while they have played at Wrigley Field.
Oh, don't do this.
And Wrigley Field is hallowed ground for who? The opposing team? Enough of that. Our next PhD member, I've known for 32 years. And he's 10 years older than me, and he's been a great mentor to me. And that's Mark Rantala. Mark, tell everybody what you do.
I've been in the commercial real estate industry for 22 years and have had the opportunity to work in a number of cities and on occasion travel a great deal. When I worked in Texas for a while, I used to travel with a Major League Baseball schedule and would route my trips so I'd end up in if I had to go to Kansas City and St. Louis in the same week, I'd check the schedule and see if the Cardinals were home at the front end of the week and the Royals at the back end of the week. That's the way my trip went, so I could pick up a game in St. Louis or Kansas City. It's been a great opportunity. Baseball is always one of those things that you can relax. The nice thing about baseball, and I think it's the one thing that distinguishes it from all other sports, is it's the perfect game for an optimist. Because in baseball, you can't get beat by the clock. You can be two out, bottom of the ninth, down by four, and you can come back and win because the clock will never run out on you. And that's the way I view life. It's a game for optimists.
The clock can run out on you, brother. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well,
your cleanup hitter is ready to bat at the bottom of the 11th, but you don't have enough runs to get there. You're done. Okay. So, but no, like you, and, you know, hopefully we will transmit this podcast at a frequency that our spouses sometimes can't hear. But I have planned business trips strategically where it's like, no, I don't want to go to this city this week because the home team's out of, you know, they're not playing. But I do want to get to whether it's Dallas or New York or Cincinnati to strategically see a game and to enjoy stuff. You know, my name's Ed Kasputis, and there are many times I don't know what hat I'm wearing. I mean, I own real estate. I'm an attorney. I've got a carpet cleaning business. Now I'm doing baseball PhD. I have seven children. Let me explain how I came up with the name of baseball PhD. I was reading a book. And I hate to admit it, but I don't read as many books as I should. Maybe I'm the product of the internet now, where I'm scanning the local newspaper instead of reading it, and they're complaining that not enough people are reading their stuff. But I still subscribe to it, so I'm not part of their circulation decline. But I was reading a book called The Catcher Was a Spy, The Mysterious Life of Mo Berg. And Mo Berg played in the major leagues for 12 years. He was a catcher. He played shortstop at Princeton. And he did something very, very unique. He was a scholar who was good enough to make it to the major leagues. He spoke a dozen languages. There's a part in the book where the guy actually misses spring training for a couple years because he's finishing up law school. And the thing that surprised me about the book, it gets even better after he retires, because he became a spy and he helped the United States government win World War II. And so there'll be many times throughout our future podcasts that I may make a mention to Mo Berg and say, darn it, if you haven't read the book yet, you got to read it, because it's just interesting on how small the world is when you look at Mo Berg's life, and he's in Latin America, he's in Europe, he's in Fenway Park. And I guess researching his life, his last words, this is an educated man that speaks 12 languages. His last words were, did the Mets win today? Now, Farley and Mark, we've got a couple PhD lineup folks that aren't with us today. We kind of want to like bring them out mysteriously, and they're going to be good characters. And the first one is Baseball Bob. Now, Farley, I think you've seen this mysterious guy more than I have. Why don't you describe to us Baseball Bob?
Let me tell you. Baseball Bob is probably about the smartest guy I know. He is a modern-day Mo Berg. He's a mysterious individual who prefers the shadows rather than the limelight. I'm not even sure we're sure that Bob is his real name. But all we know is that Baseball Bob lives somewhere west of the Mississippi, and his baseball acumen is second to none, and he's going to bring quite a bit to this podcast, I think.
So what we'll do is we'll call Baseball Bob, because I don't even know his address, but we'll call him on his satellite phone, wherever he is, maybe in the Himalayas or whatever, and we'll record him through Skype, and you'll get to know Baseball Bob and appreciate really, really smart people who don't want the limelight, but if forced, they'll share their knowledge. And then we've got another cast of characters called the Wise Guys, and these are three brothers who I believe are like 8, 10, and 11, and the reason why we want to use them, they're our guinea pigs. If you want to be sophisticated and be a baseball PhD and you want to drag your kids across the country, you want to make sure they're actually happy when they get to the Taj Mahal. Because sometimes you'll show them the Taj Mahal and they'll go, this is what? I don't understand this. This is the house that who built? So we're going to use these guys as guinea pigs on, all right, kid, we took you to New Yankee Stadium. Were you impressed? We took you to PNC Park. Are you impressed? And just like Baseball Bob, we're not going to use their real names. Now, these kids are sophisticated, and they gave me the suggestion, even though we're 8, 10, and 11, why don't we use the characters in the 1945 baseball skit from Abbott and Costello? So when you see them on our website from left to right, it will be who, what, and I don't know. And we're going to just test them on what they like. We're going to test them on baseball trivia. And we're going to try to educate these kids and help parents who want to motivate and teach their kids how to be smarter through baseball. Because I know for me, I didn't want to learn baseball math or baseball history unless there was something fun associated with it. So we're going to try to do that. Now, let me explain what we're not. We're not going to be MajorLeagueBaseball.com, where you're going to go and look at the schedule. We're not going to be like some travel places that want to rate the best stadium. And next, we're going to listen to the wise guys sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game so that we can see what intellectual firepower these young men have for our future podcast.
Next up, rounding third and heading home. But first, let's listen to a sound of the game.
And the one thing that we want to emphasize during our entire podcast schedule, whether it's this year or in the future, is that we want your feedback. We want your ideas. If you come up with an idea for a great tour, if you find a great place to go visit, let's say you're seeing the Florida Marlins and you really, really got to see Key West, we want that kind of feedback. And Mark is going to go over how you can contact us at Baseball PhD.
Our email address is ideas@baseballphd.net. You can reach us toll-free or fax at 800-920-7674 in the United States. Or if you're across the pond and you'd like to reach us from the United Kingdom, the number is 020-3239-1717. 94.
I think 1794 might have been a good year for America. I don't know. I got to double check my my math or my history. Farley, why don't you tell us about our next three podcasts?
Well, as you can well imagine, coming up on February 12th will be our Grapefruit League edition. On February 19th, we'll have the Cactus League edition. And on February 26th, the New York Yankees.
What a franchise. Especially being from Cleveland.
The team we love to hate.
Or watch bias. But anyway.
the team most of America loves to hate.
Right. In fact, I have to, and we'll talk about this in future episodes. How can you be a baseball PhD if you've not seen the theatrical production of Damn Yankees? So my children will watch that someday with me. And let me remind everyone that you can listen to our podcast on our website, baseballphd.net. You can also subscribe to our podcast through our website or iTunes. Until February 12th, thank you very much for listening to Baseball PhD.
Thanks for listening to Baseball PhD with Ed Kasputis. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and family to go to baseballphd.net. Be sure to check our archive section for previous podcasts. If you have any brilliant ideas or comments, you can email the show at ideas@baseballphd.net. This has been a Baseball PhD production.